We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. We have Lisa Lanier, our official attorney of this program, on the line, as we do every week at this time. She's just informed Biggie that next week she'll be doing the report live from... Am I not supposed to say that?
I don't know. I didn't get her permission. Some things are just, I tell you.
Live from the phone. She'll be live on the phone.
I don't know if I can say where she is.
Live on the phone. She'll be wherever she wants to be, wherever. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Lisa, you'll be joining us as usual next week. There's nothing special about it.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. That's right.
She's joined us from around the world.
She has before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't care. Nothing
to see here. She's just going to be on the phone.
She's going to be in Greece.
Oh, she'll be in Greece. What? Oh, she might be in Greece. Oh.
Mykonos?
Lesbos?
She'll be having a Euro when we talk to her next week. But
a Euro.
Enough about that. Enough about that.
That's probably how they spot the Americans when they come in.
Not
stick me to a great Greek Euro stand. Oh, this guy's a sucker. I got him.
There's a comic. I know we have, Lisa has a full docket. We're going to throw some spitballs that aren't even on the docket.
All right.
Yes. But there's a comic, and maybe you'll appreciate this, Lisa. There's a comic I saw. Gary Goldman, I think, is his name. And he said, Greece hasn't invented anything since the Pythagorean theorem other than the salad.
That's right.
This was like the cradle of civilization. They were the smartest, most brilliant people the planet for a time.
Yep.
I mean, mathematics probably originated in Greece.
Sure it did.
And then they said feta cheese and olives.
That's it. Oil and vinegar. That's what you have.
We're done.
I have a colleague that just came back from Greece, and I was asking him if he went to any of the other islands other than the one he was staying on. And he said, no, because you fly into Athens, you see all the ruins. And he said he did. He did. He said, don't do it, though. He said, because after you've seen one pile of rocks, you've seen them all.
Pretty much it. Well, have a great time wherever you're going. We're not going to
divulge. Wherever the day takes you.
We're not going to say where she's going to be next week, but we'll have her on at this time. This week, though, a quick thing, not on the docket. Biggie's watched the Karen Reed documentary now. I've seen it in and out while battling sleep in the afternoons. My wife is watching it. I feel like it's way too much reasonable doubt. So does Biggie. Do you think she's finally going to be acquitted during this second trial now? The first trial was a hung jury. What do you think, Lisa?
You know, I think there's a lot of doubt. I think they have definitely done a good job. Her team has done a good job. For her. But, you know, I will say my gut after watching the documentary was that she did hit him while drunk. This was my take.
Mm-hmm.
But it should just be like a vehicular manslaughter, not this second degree thing. I think for sure, I think it ought to be a slam dunk on second degree, but watch the jury go, you know, juries are so unpredictable, I don't think there is any second degree murder here. And I love all the crazy elements to this. And the interesting thing from that documentary is I just reading it on paper up to that point, I thought I liked her. I thought, wow, this lady's really, you know, she's handling this really well. But then when you see her and you hear her for real in the documentary, I couldn't stand her.
I know.
Like, oh my God, she's so unlikable.
Very unlikable. Well, yeah. Exactly.
I don't think she did it.
You do not.
I don't think she did it at all.
I don't think she did it.
Backed into him.
No, I don't think she did. I think she's a nut.
Mm-hmm.
I do think she was a crazy girlfriend, soon to be ex-girlfriend. I don't think she did it, but I can't stand her.
No, I can't either. I'm really. But I do think
that prejudices juries too, don't you think, Lisa?
Oh, right. Yeah. Don't you think, Lisa?
Oh, for sure. And all those recordings they played of her screaming at him on his voicemail. I mean, it was painful. You could see the jury just wincing.
Mm-hmm.
And, she was, you know, and he was such a solid guy. Like, he was just a great guy. You know, police officer, took care of his dead sister's children and raised them like they were his own. I mean, just, you know, I mean, he had a little too much to drink pretty often, I think. And that's part of why he's dead now. Right?
No doubt.
What a great guy.
Yeah.
I will tell you, Lisa, I was astonished, and I just told the guys this, the amount of drinking those people did and do, they were drinking all the time, it sounded like.
Yeah.
As much as possible.
It's crazy. It really, it's incredible. And now, We didn't get into it. We're late to the game on it, but now we're into it.
As a family.
As a family, that's right. How about this one, Lisa? This is on the docket. A California doctor is suing a Thai restaurant. She got a dish at a Thai restaurant. Coop the Thai is the name of the restaurant, and she got their Dragon Balls, which is an appetizer. And when she got them, she said, I want them mild. And when they served them, not only were they not mild, she says that it did damage to her vocal cords, burned them, her esophagus, the inside of her nostrils. They were so hot. She literally said, these are unfit for human consumption. And I want to sue this restaurant because it's left her permanently scarred on the inside. But they say, we can't make them mild. The pepper that we use is already chopped up in the meat. And she should have known this, and it's displayed properly. What are your thoughts here, Lisa? Can she win this lawsuit?
You know, it's possible, but I have some skepticism around this case. First of all, she's representing herself, pro se, which typically means she hasn't been able to find an attorney to take it. And this sort of, you know, I like spicy food a lot. And this drives me crazy when somebody says, let's go get some Thai food. Thai food's spicy, right? Yeah, let's go get some Thai food.
Yeah.
Then they go in there and go, can you make mine mild? I mean, come on. Come on. Why are we here? Why are we here? Right?
For bland chicken and rice?
That's right. Somewhere else. That's right.
Somebody was asking for something to be made mild that has the spice already ground up into it. Right? Mm-hmm.
That's right.
The Colonel's across the street.
Sense. That's right.
Exactly. You know, oh my gosh. But so the pepper that is in this is only ranges from a 50,000 to 100,000 on the Scoville heat unit scale, which we measure peppers by, which is not as hot as a habanero. It is a little more spicy than a jalapeno typically, but not as hot as a habanero. So it's not like this was some really crazy pepper, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And California, though, where this happened, is a strict liability, products liability state, which means she doesn't have to prove that they were negligent, but she does have to show that the product was defective. They are an assumption of the risk state, which I think is going to present a problem for her because she went to a Thai place and she ordered something that is called Dragon Balls.
Yeah, okay.
All right, in the name. All right, yeah. Got it.
According to the current menu, there is a spicy little pepper icon next to the dish.
Yeah. That's what they claim, too, right? Yeah. I'm with you. I don't think she's going to want. And did it really, if it's not that hot, you know, slightly hotter than a habanero, does it really burn her vocal cords and
something? Yeah, she's got to prove it burned all that. You know, she says it burned her nostril.
Yeah.
What, did she snort it?
I mean, what's going on? Really? How did that happen? Really? Agreed. The next story I saw on the news, and it broke my heart. Now, if I were in the jury here, I would throw money at this family because I'm emotional justice. There's a kid. He was 22, Cole Schmitnick, and he was from Appleton, Wisconsin, had severe asthma. Normally, when he went in to get his asthma medication at the pharmacy in Appleton, he paid $70, $60-something dollars. He went in one day, and they said, oh, I'm sorry, your insurance now is charging almost $600 for this medication. So he, of course, says, well, I can't afford that. He's 22 years old. He left the store with a medication designed to stop an asthma attack once they start, but without the inhaler he needed to prevent attacks from happening in the first place. 5 days later, he has a severe asthma attack. He tries the inhaler they gave him. It was empty on his nightstand when they found him dead. So he did die, and now his parents are suing Walgreens, which is where he went, and the insurance company, because they say Walgreens should have stepped in and said, well, let's see what your insurance does cover at $70 versus the $600 you're about to pay. We had a pharmacist call when we talked about this earlier in the week. He's been a pharmacist 40 years. He said, this happens all the time. I am on the phone to doctors all the time getting a medication that will work. However, we had a person who works in a pharmacy say, hey, we're busy. Sometimes we can't do that. So what do you think, Lisa?
I think that Walgreens has the biggest exposure here. They actually sued a bunch of people. They sued his health insurance company. They sued Walgreens, and they sued this middleman company that decides on these prices. They apparently, I didn't know this until this morning, but apparently these three big companies control the prices of 80% of the drugs in America, and they're constantly jimmying and changing prices to increase profits depending on demand and that sort of thing. And so this drug that he had been paying, what, like $5 or $10 for whatever, 25. It went to $500. That's why he couldn't afford it. But what happened was his health insurance actually contacted Walgreens, and they said, look, there are three other options that have $5 copays. Here they are. Call his doctor and get approval for one of these. They do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the Walgreens didn't do that. So I think Walgreens is on the hook for this because they got the message from the health insurance carrier that there was a good substitute for this, and they didn't follow through on it.
It just seems it's all, what a waste. He was 22 years old. I mean, what?
Oh, he was cute. I put his picture on my Lanier Lager social media. Cute guy, young. I mean, just, you know, prime of his life.
Immaterial that he's cute, but still.
He was very cute, yeah. Kind of long hair. I'm not usually into the long hair thing, but he was cute.
Again, movies.
No, the ugly deserve just as much justice. Under our Constitution.
Right. Really?
You know, would that it were different, but it's not. But.
Yeah, that's the first thing I noticed. You know, the doctor in the Thai case, she was attractive too.
Okay.
Well, so's Luigi.
Yeah. Oh, well, right. Yeah. Luigi's like
Luigi,
the handsome
Luigi.
Guy. Yeah. Oh, they love him. Yeah. Remember when his wanted poster, like, oh, yeah, this guy, or his mugshot, they're like, this guy's hot. The other story, again, we talked about it earlier this week, comes from Houston. There was a man playing a bagpipe in a local park, and a woman there did not like the fact that he was doing it. His name is Scott Gibb. Her name is Eunice Isger. She went up to him. Eventually, she took her phone and shined it right in his face, the flashlight right in his face, to stop him from playing the bagpipe.
Did she mean to do that, or was she trying to get the camera on? Sometimes I've done.
Well, she's older. She's older.
You mishit the icon.
But she says, I'm trying to enjoy a peaceful day here in the park, and he's playing bagpipes. He says, it's a public park.
She said, I had no right to play here in this public park. She said, I'm going to call my husband. He's a federal judge, and he's going to make you stop.
The question is, they're loud. They're bagpipes. It is a public park. Can't she enjoy the quiet? I'm the one taking up for this, Karen, saying, hey, I'm saying, look, I mean, it might be a public park, but that doesn't mean you can sit there and play the bagpipes, or does it, Lisa?
He's allowed to play the bagpipes there. And, you know, they have that, like, Scoville, heat scale.
Yes.
I kind of have my, you know, like, attractiveness scale, because that's the first thing I go to. This lady, she's way low. Way low.
Seeing a mugshot.
There's Eunice.
Just seeing a picture of her.
Oh, Eunice.
I put Eunice on my social media, too.
Not next to the cute kid. Oh.
Not attractive. Jeez. Right,
I hate to say this, but she was kind of set up for failure with the name Eunice. Like, I bet they look, they're like, that baby's a Eunice.
She just went 100% Karen on him, going out there saying, my husband's a federal judge and he's going to make you stop. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And, you know, the guy, he probably, I mean, I'm just guessing here, he's probably coming out there so he doesn't bother people like in his apartment complex or his neighborhood or whatever. And he's perfectly allowed to do it. He didn't violate any noise ordinances or anything like that. And she was just being a Karen. Mm. And she did actually attack. It wasn't just the first physical contact was her trying to block the phone because his wife started recording.
That's right.
Her.
That's right.
But then the wife turned, the bagpipe wife turned and started to try to get away from this lady. And she did pursue her. Eunice fell down, got up. 76-year-old got up, continued to pursue her, and grabbed her by the backpack, which is, again, an assault.
That's right. That's right. She put hands on her. That's correct.
Put hands on her, yep.
Do you think the wife turned around and said, man, you really look like a Eunice. This is obvious.
You are so damn ugly. Yeah, no.
One more great case from Canada here. Lawrence Campbell, Winnipeg, paid for a lottery ticket that turned out to be a $3.6 million winner. That's U.S. money, $5 million Canadian. But he did not have any ID at the time. He had lost his wallet. He had no ID, couldn't prove anything. So he turned the money over, the prize over, to his longtime girlfriend, Crystal McKay, at the urging, I believe, of the folks at the lottery, right?
Yeah, they said, you don't have a bank account or an ID. We can't give you the money.
He said, well, make Crystal the winner. So he never assumed anything would go wrong with this. They even appeared in front of cameras and said, oh, we're so excited. And he said, it's a present for her and all that. Well, then, not too long after that, he can't get Crystal on the phone. He's texting. He's calling. And he found her in bed with another man.
No, she said that she was taken up with someone else.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Lisa, I feel for this man. I want Lawrence to get at least half of this money. What are your thoughts?
Well, he's pursuing her for the money, and that's appropriate because under Canadian lottery rules, possession of the ticket it gives you presumed ownership. So that's why they paid her out, and they're not going to change that. So he has to go after her, and he has to prove the underlying facts that he bought it and that they agreed that she would cash it out. He's got to prove what they agreed to. You know, did they say they were going to split it 50-50 or it was all going to be his or what was, you know, and she was just going to get a little gift or something, you know, what was the underlying deal? And can he prove it? You know, I don't know if he'll be able to prove it. So, but that's what he's up against. And yeah, poor guy. Just, I mean, why wouldn't he just go get an ID?
Yeah, really?
Just go get an ID.
Well, he trusted his lady friend. You know, he trusted her implicitly.
Yeah.
And
that
now.
Was a bad move. Yeah.
He's not hot enough for Lisa, so you're out. It's
not.
Over.
Sorry, man.
She's not as...
If you were cuter, I could help. I'm just... I'm so sorry.
She stuck his ugly mug up on her website. That's it.
I did. I really did.
Of course you did. Thorough work.
Both of them are there holding that check right before she goes for them.
That's right. I'd have ghosted him, too. He's too ugly to get that kind of money. Lisa Lanier joins us next week. We don't know from where. It could be from anywhere. You know, just regular old call next week. As usual, she's inside the numbers, and she gets all of these right. If you need legal advice, find her, hireheavyweight.com or lanierlawgroup.com. She's president there. Lisa, fantastic talking to you today. Thank you very much.
You too. Have a great weekend.
And we will. Thank you. There she goes.